There be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, that's a great picture right there. Also, everybody smile. I'm going to get a picture of all y'all at the bar. Tell him to turn around. One, two, three. There we go. What a turnout today.
What a turnout today.
Are you kidding me? My goodness. First ever year of doing the Morning Mayhem Man Cave competition. And what a success it's been. Doing a thing called by Design West for being our presenting sponsor. Also, thanks to Tori from Down Home Catering for bringing food for both days, and Joe Klein for giving $100 gift certificate to both of our winners. Yesterday, we were in Little Rock at Mark Carter's house. They had a great time. And his wife, Ann, and there's a lot of Jim Harris came by, Craig O'Neill, and Heather Bay. And today, Houston, I said Houston,
yes, you
Kimberly,
did.
Sandy Hutchbeth, who's spent, what, 5-6 years working on this man cave, and it's elite level, hand done, and great to have almost 25, 40 people. I don't have any people came out here today, so congratulations. And now, listen, some interesting things. We've talked about Sandy and his amazing career as somebody who's worked on cars. You know, you've been a nurse for 40 years, and you said your dad actually started Angel One, which is the helicopter service
Smart
for children. So how did that happen? What's the scoop on that?
He was a respiratory therapist and also a fireman, Little Rock firefighter, and applied, got the job, and it went from there. They went from a van for transporting the babies to fixed air wing helicopter. So he's been gone 20 years, but we're still very, very, very proud of him.
Oh, yeah, what a cool thing that is. It's very dangerous deal, too, you know, the people who, you know, you hear every once in a while of somebody risking their, I mean, of helicopters going down or whatever. And
sure.
Especially in a place like this. Right. It's very rural.
Right.
You know, Roger, we were talking at Kimberly. We went around to look at their house on the river, and you got a couple of blind spots when you come up, when you get to rolling hills like this that are two lanes. And so, you know, if you can have an accident, it can be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So to get there, the only way to get to save some people is a lot of times is those you know, flights to those helicopter flights. And then,
so true.
Yeah, you got to be good at what you do to be able to get here. If you want to see, Roger, if you don't mind, you think you would lose it if you get a 360 fan?
We'll
for those that just joined the show, and Todd, would you call Randy Rainwater, get him on? He's ready to jump on with us, Todd, if you have his number. Roger is showing a 360 view of the man cave here. They call it the cave. I appreciate the signage that said, what is it, Hutchbeth of Farm? What did it say? The
big Hutchbeth Acres.
Hutchbeth Acres.
And then it said, welcome to 103.7 The Buzz. And we appreciate all the hospitality. It's been a lot of fun today. And then have an epic final comebacks of all time last night. I was watching. I said, that's going to be fun to be able to talk about what a game that was last night. And, you know, I'm going to tell you what, if we have any national talk show all day long, that's what will be going on. You do have the Stanley Cup going on tonight. You got World Cup starting today. As I mentioned, I'll be with Randy tomorrow. So, Todd, let me know when we have him. We'll be at Hill Station over in Hillcrest. Do you guys know anything about hockey? Hockey, about soccer?
No.
Listen, you guys are doing pool. Pool is, you know what? Do they have pool in the Olympics? And also this, too.
They may have it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a good question. So, if what are the pool halls in Central Arkansas? Somebody asked me, say, Baz, I figured you used to play up at on Dixon Street when you played for the Razorbacks. I never did. I will say this. I did get pool as a kid. Dad got me a pool table. Put you to work. Where you put it in. It was a cool, and it had the little glass on the side of it.
Yeah.
The coolest thing ever. It was used.
We had cool stuff. we had cool stuff as kids. They got nothing. They got streaming.
In Little Rock, in Conway, what do you play pool? What's the name of the places that you play?
I only played mostly at the Rab.
The Rab.
It's up on Highway 65.
How do you spell the Rab?
R-A-B.
R-A-B. What does that stand for?
Bar.
Rackham?
No.
Bar.
No, he wanted to name it. He wanted to name it the Bar.
The Bar.
State law wouldn't allow that.
Okay.
So he just reversed it.
I got you.
It says the Bar.
Is that the place you've always played a pool? Is that the place? Is that where the cool guy?
I used to play at VFW when they was open.
Okay. All right, 661-1037. Send me the places that Roger. I think there's one. Oh, no.
Smitty's used to be one.
They did? There's one in North Little Rock that used to be over there, the Lakewood Village.
Yeah, what's that called?
Oh.
What's that one?
It's not there anymore, right?
What's the one down by French restaurant?
Fox and the Hound?
Yeah, it used to be. Yeah, Fox and the Hound. Yeah. Now, Brewski's. I don't think Brewski's has pool, does it?
Yeah, they've got a couple
of pool
tables
in there. Brewski's in the
Slick Willie's?
Slick Willie's.
So Brewski's does have pool. The last time I was in the Brewski's in Little Rock, I don't ever go to the Brewski's in North Little Rock. But it is cool. I think there's one on 12th Street. What about the one, Roger? There's one on 12th and there's one on University going towards the ULR on the right. Sandy.
What is that?
That place has been there forever.
The which one?
It's you're going south on University, south of the mall. You've come over 6. It's on your right. That's a play.
We did one of the commercials.
We did also there. While we're waiting, let's go back to that hotline and talk to the Hall of Fame. Randy, how are you?
Man, you got a bad connection, but that's okay. What's up, guys?
Well, we are in Houston, Arkansas, Randy. It doesn't have great signal. Roger's been able to pull off some connection. The main thing, I just wanted to say how excited I am tomorrow to be joining Drive Time. As we cover the World Cup like nobody's
going to do it.
Double
right
R
there.
And DB breaking down the World Cup.
It's covered.
And I know that you've been doing your prep work for it, Randy. I think we've got Bosnia and Herzegovina at 2 o'clock in the U.S. versus Paraguay at 8. Are you ready to do this tomorrow at Hill Station?
I am excited about the World Cup starting. I mean, I am excited about that, but I'll let you do all the analysis, all the breakdowns. I'll just sit back and marvel at your expertise.
Well, the good thing, Randy, at Hill Station, Roger, it's one of the places where they show every game. It's a cool place. A lot of soccer people love it. We will be able to talk to the soccer experts. Now, the friendlies are over, Randy.
Right.
Roger, the friendlies are over. Do you know what a friendly is, Randy? You know what a friendly is, what that is?
I do not.
So a friendly apparently is an exhibition. They don't call them exhibition. The friendlies are over. And so now we got Roger.
I have a couple of dogs we call friendly.
The dogs.
And they won't attack you.
That's not what that is.
That's
what
I mean.
Yeah, can you, Roger, can you give me two soccer terms?
I can. Pitch.
Okay.
And target lady.
Randy, I just want
to... block. You got to block.
Block A?
Block A.
Okay.
You block A.
Yeah, the good thing about us being there tomorrow, Randy, is, we don't know hardly anything, but there will be hundreds of people there at Hill Station to do that. I do want to say thank you to Tyler Landrum. By the way, Randy, I called you trying to get his number yesterday. He is now in possession of my .357 loaded weapon that I left in my car yesterday. So that's
always a test. Zach's place.
So, Randy, so we're here at the Man Cave winner, one of our two Man Cave winners in Houston, Arkansas. And he's got two pool tables. It's over the top Man Cave. He built like a 20-foot bar out of a what was it? What was the car?
63 Impala,
Randy. I'll send you some pictures. It is such a cool Man Cave. But they also have two pool tables. Did Double R grow up playing pool anywhere in Central Arkansas that we should know about?
Yes, there was a place we went to play pool on Gar Springs Road. Yeah, baby.
You remember the name of it?
Oh, good gracious, no.
What did you call?
You're not very helpful on this phone call,
Roger.
Randy.
What are you? What are you? What was the name of the place you just?
Yeah, said? I mean, know, are you telling me that I nobody know. Would ever call you a very good ballardist?
What? What's the name of the place you just said?
Zach's Place.
Zach's Place. Yeah, Zach's. Let me tell you, Zach's Place is a very popular place that a lot of people play pool.
Well, now you got to remember, when Randy was a kid, they didn't have as many balls on a pool table. I mean, he goes way back.
Now, Randy, are you a pretty good pool player or no? Are you terrible?
Back in the day, I could play a little bit, but I haven't played football. The key to the stick I'd use.
So the question is, Sandy, do you if I came out and you were playing me and I pulled out the
what
Q-stick?
Oh, the chalk.
The chalk. What the square? What is their name for the square chalk? What's that called?
Chalk. It's called chalk.
Chalk. Okay. Just make sure there's not some fancy name like Friendly.
Listen, he will be messing. That
you're friendly.
And he rub his head. Next thing you know, it looks like he's on a warpath.
So is it amateurish to use that? Or some people use? Does everybody use the chalk or no? Everybody does.
Show me that move again.
That's it.
Fair enough.
Do you bring your own chalk, or does
most establishments?
The establishments have it right there.
Is there a special?
Can you get it on Amazon?
You get a nicer chalk.
That's
better.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Is it not the blue chalk? Not the blue chalk?
No, they make a lot. They make chalk as much as $20 a piece.
So you do anything special with your Q-tip? Like before you go for the kill, will you spit on it?
No, that's the worst thing. Yeah.
you don't do that.
I do that to the people who are playing against.
Yeah. Randy, we've got some of the best pool players in the state. Matter of fact, we've got one guy here that's a 7, and that means he's one of the top 10% pool players in America, Randy.
He was ranked in the national at one time.
Wow, very nice. Well, I'll let you get back to bed, Randy. I'm sorry
to bother you. Sorry to give you prime time on the number one show on the station and come in here with that type of attitude. I hope you bring it tomorrow.
I can't wait to hang out with you, Randy, tomorrow at Hill State. It's going to be a blast, buddy.
Let's do it.
Hi, buddy. Love you, man. Love you.
Bye, Randy.
Double R. We'll be talking. See you, buddy.
He's not even listening. He's not even listening
well,
to this show.
So Kerry tells me he's been staying up late. He's got his days and nights mixed up. So,
what? Why?
I don't know. You get in that routine, and it makes it very difficult to get on track.
Okay, I guess.
That's exactly what it is. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. So I'm going to watch this. So Roger is such a good, so good at trivia.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw out a couple things to him because he's got trivia tonight. It's
Mainline Sports Bar, 6:30. Come on, we've got giveaways to give away. I've got a $100 gift card for first place, 50 for second. 50 for second, 30 for third. I'll have something for next to last. I've got Family Market tumblers. Dishwasher safe as long as you put them on the top rack, okay? And I'll give you a Sports Clips haircut for nothing.
By the way, if you just joined the show and it sounds loud in the background, we all feel like we're at a commercial pool joint. I mean, it is that many people here, which is cool. So, Roger, on this day, 1949.
Yeah.
Hank Williams sang a showstopper on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. What classic did he sing, one of his most beloved songs? King of all trivia, give me your best shot.
I'm so lonesome I could cry.
I don't think that's the answer.
Give me the initials.
It may be, but that's...
Let me see.
No, I don't...
Give me the initials.
That's not it. LB.
LB.
Yeah.
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby has said goodbye. Lovesick Blues.
Lovesick Blues is correct. How about that?
Lord, I don't
did
know
you
what
guys
I
see,
do.
Did you see Kimberly's reaction?
All I do
I think she was getting ready. She was getting ready to leave Sandy right there on the spot
last
for you.
Long day, she said goodbye.
All right, next
oh,
up.
Oh, Lord, I thought I would cry.
So this is for Todd Pierce. Todd, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Todd.
Calm down, Todd.
On this day, you need to go get Randy. On this day, a record, I'm not going to tell you how many, this is what you got to tell me. Blank Houston Astro pitchers, how many Houston Astro pitchers combined on the first no-hitter against the New York Yankees in 45 years? How many pitchers combined on the first no-hitter against the Yankees in 45 years in 2003? I believe it may be the most in history. I think it may be this number of pitchers that pitched the no-hitter. How many do you think?
Eight.
Not a bad guess. Wow. We'll give you close enough.
Good
six. Six Houston Astro pitchers.
Seven would have been better.
Did that.
Let's see. Go to the phones real quick. Is Randy Rand? What's up, Randy?
In his pocket.
Randy wants to know what's that bulge in your pocket.
Double or nothing. Double or nothing, Todd. Here we go. 36 years ago in 1990, 43-year-old Nolan Ryan pitched his blank no-hitter. How many?
Sixth.
That is exactly right. Ring the bell, Roger. Exactly right. He's the oldest man to do it at the time. He was 43. The record was broken the following season when he tossed his seventh no-hitter. Nobody has come close to that since that time, Roger. Nobody come close.
Nobody.
Let's see here. This is another one. We talked about losing John Wayne on this day.
We sure did. How old was John Wayne when he, what year was it?
1979. Very good, there, Kimberly. Roger, on this day, 27 years ago, we lost Star Trek legend DeForest Kelly.
Dadgummit.
Who was DeForest Kelly?
I can't give it anymore, Jim.
Nope, it is not. It is not Scotty.
No, it's a doc. It was a doctor.
What's his name?
Bones.
Bones, exactly. Bones, right.
Yeah. Know Scotty. No, he gets.
You said you can't give it anymore. That's it.
My God, Jim, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, that's what.
That's
exactly right. 60.1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show today. A couple more things before we go to break. That's Terry Bradshaw.
Thank you, Terry.
What year was the first season? Now, Roger may ask these questions tonight at trivia.
Okay.
What was the first season of American Idol? It premiered on this day.
Oh, you know what? I was not. I will say 2000.
You want to take a shot there, Kimberly? You have any idea?
I'd say you're right. Ahead.
What year did you say, Roger?
2002.
Wow. 2002 was the answer to that. Those questions and others may be there tonight as Roger does his.
There is no doubt. Last night I had a lot of trivia. Did you know that Matthew McConaughey was in four movies that when he played a lawyer? Can you name me four of them?
One was one of my favorites.
Sure.
Lincoln Lawyer.
Lincoln Lawyer's one.
One was a Stephen Grisham. John Grisham.
With Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, what's
Time to Kill.
Time to Kill.
That one. The other one was during Slave Time.
Oh, 12
Amistad. Amistad.
Oh, Amistad.
Amistad.
Oh,
yeah. And the other one was with Jack Black called Bernie. I didn't know
never
that.
Seen that.
So
one.
I did all of that last
yes.
night with all of the attorneys once again to Jim Volpe. Sarita Martin. It's Sarita, but it's got Brent Eubanks on here as a judge, and of course George Lee was there as well. I appreciate them so much for coming and sticking around. They had some young folks that maybe 25 years old, 30 years old, attorneys, and then they had some other ones, some other seasoned veterans, and it was great to be around hanging out with them. But that was in the big room of the casino tonight, Mainline Sports Bar.
Several folks have responded to our question about the pool hall. 661-1037 is the number on our Middleton Air text line. Zach's Place has been closed for over a year now.
Didn't know that.
Wow.
And that's where we did that commercial,
we
right?
We did.
What happened to that place? That was
one of the premier places. It said, I played pool at the Cosmic Q on Baseline. My grandmother owned it. Very nice.
I saw and watched the OJ verdict at Zach's Place.
Is that right?
That's
someone says Zach's has closed the Long Branch Saloon on Scott Hamlin that has been around forever and it's a good pool spot. Someone says Brewski's has one table. Here's one that says, wasn't there a big pool hall on Dixon Street back in the day? I would have figured 1980s Bass would have hung out there. You know what? I'm going to try not to embarrass myself, and that's why I would not play. If you don't listen, you don't want to you don't play people that if you're not very good, you don't want to take the chance to go
no,
there.
No, you don't want to do that. Shout out to Ron from Pine Bluff. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. There you go, Kimberly. What? Very good. Guys, are, yes, Todd.
I'm sorry. Now that yes. you guys mention it, I think what happened with Zach's Place was that the building it was in was bought by a new owner who increased the rent and was not willing to negotiate a lower rate, and I think it wound up forcing them out of business.
Oh, that's too bad, because that thing had been around, Roger. I think they've been around 25 or 30 years, maybe longer.
Yeah.
Maybe as long as I've been here, so as mid-'80s, so 40 years. So that's
thanks a lot,
possible.
Bin Laden.
Elsie and Sherwood said, guys, there was a dude named Devon Lorette recently on Joe Rogan, and he dropped the Little Rock event, talked about the Little Rock arm wrestling event, and talked about the massive 430-pounder that he can't beat that would be in Little Rock. Just wondering if Devin was on y'all's show. No, but we had Michael Todd, who won another world title, Raj,
right,
in his weight division. Devon Lorette was there with his son. Devin did not arm wrestle, and the guy he's talking about, I can't pronounce his name, and nobody can beat him. He's like, again, 400 pounds. He's a giant guy, and I don't know if anybody will ever beat him. So there you go. And last but not least, before we go to break, this is from Jimmy. Basil, you are a ball of energy or a freak of nature, not sure which. You and Roger are a great team. Let me know if you want to add another guy. I could do part-time spots or fill-ins. There you go.
Is that Jimmy?
That is Jimmy.
Well, thanks,
that
Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You know what? Let's get him to send a resume to our new Morning Mayhem email.
Yeah, what is that? I just went blank on it. What is that? What is that? Is it morningmayhem@1037thebuzz.com? Yeah, we have an email address, morningmayhem@1037thebuzz.com. And moving forward for like competitions like we do with the Man Cave, we're going to use that. So that way, you know, we don't have to put the individual's name out there to do that.
Can you say that?
Morningmayhem@1037thebuzz.com.
Morningmayhem@1037thebuzz.com. If you have inquiries about this show, please send them to that. And Jimmy, go ahead and send that in. We might be able to use you.
And we are, as you know, Kimberly.
But don't be sending pictures like Todd sends me.
We are balls of energy, and we are freaks of nature. We are. I don't know where it comes from, but we are. We do.
Hashtag blessed.
Like what you do.
Yeah, we're glad that we've got some new listeners. And what, we have some new listeners here from now on, that maybe, you guys maybe are part of the Morning Mayhem family.
Hope so.
You know?
Once you start, because you're going to get a couple of these shirts.
That's right, Morning Mayhem shirts.
And everybody around here is going to want to get one as well. Now, that we may be able to help them out. We can help them out without a shadow of a doubt by telling everybody to go to
our webpage, our
QR code right there. And designlab.com, I think, designlab LR maybe.
And I would think that you would want to have, we told this to the Carters yesterday, you would want to have a picture of us up in here as commemorating our time here. We'll have to do that. When we come back, Roger, too, I want to talk about the Razorback track team.
All right.
So during the blowout stage, or maybe the comeback stage, I went over and started watching some of the national outdoor track and field. And all the talk early on was about the Razorback. This was on ESPN. I was like, wow. And so they did okay. They didn't do as good as they could have, but they're expected to walk away with this thing easily, the national championship. But a dude from Auburn last night breaks a world's record in like just the prelims from Auburn. So anyway, it was sort of exciting to see the love. Because, you know, the Razorbacks, you know, we've struggled in football to get the attention, and basketball we're back in action, baseball we are.
Yeah.
But, man, for them to come out, the Razorbacks getting ready to win a national championship. They got 22 guys in, you know, 16 events. It's really exciting to see that. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Todd, take us to break. It's 9:28. We're coming to you live from Houston, Arkansas, the home of Sandy and Kimberly. They are our Man Cave winners and our non-Razorback theme. Non-Razorback. Now, I'll tell you, he's got Razorback stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some cool
Razorback. He's wearing a hog hat.
He's wearing a hog hat. He's wearing a hog shirt, so we appreciate that representation.
Yeah,
so.
This is fantastic, dude.
It is.
Pinball machine.
We're going to spend the night here.
There's a pin right there.
Car. Yes. Roger and I have taken that, then we'll go back.
Has he bellied up to the bar yet and gotten a
I don't know what do you have to offer over there?
There's a little whiskey back there and a few beers.
I think that's a Justin Moore song right there. Could be.
Yeah, I don't mess around with the beers. I go straight to the
big or go home.
I go straight to either the clear or the brown stuff, either one.
Who around here is doing moonshine? Anybody in here?
I think it's a moonshine, maybe Becca.
Now that's that. We've been all around there. We're gonna go look see what you got to drink.
All right,
go away. 9:30 here at Morning Mayhem.
Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices. This is SportsCenter.
Connor Scott sacrificed fly in the top of the 10th inning, scored Omar Hernandez on Wednesday to give the Northwest Arkansas Naturals a 5-4 victory over the Arkansas Travelers at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Scott also had an RBI groundout in the third inning. Alberto Rodriguez added an RBI single and another RBI groundout for the Naturals. Charlie Pagliarini hit his 9th home run of the season for the Travs, a solo shot in the 5th inning. Former Razorback Caleb Kelly added a 2-run shot in the 8th, his 14th of the season, which tied the game at 4-4. The Travs Cardinals and Naturals continue their series at 6:35 tonight. That means Stephen Davis has the Visit Hot Springs pregame show at 6:20 on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Another hot and steamy day for Thursday with mostly sunny skies and highs in the 90s. Feeling like the triple digits. Scattered showers and storms likely Thursday night into Friday morning. Pushing into Friday midday and the afternoon in southern Arkansas. Some of those could be on the stronger side. Highs on Friday reach the mid-80s. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Rick Schaefer and I will be joined by Neil Atkinson from Ed Saracen, Trey Biddy thanks to Chris Crane Hyundai, and Genesis of Conway, and Kevin Hoop Scoop McPherson from Hogville.net. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Dugan's Pub is your home for World Cup soccer, including the 3rd Street Merchants Association World Cup Block Party. This Friday night at 6, the 3rd Street Entertainment District will be blocked off for the U.S. men's game. Beer stations outside with cocktails from Dugan's, Dizzy's, Copper Grill, and Lucky Luke's. Burgers and dogs from the grill or food to go from all the merchants. Special thanks to the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, Michelob Ultra, Wheel Horse Whiskey, Toucan Cocktails, Four Craft Cocktails, Wind Rock Automotive, and the 3rd Street Merchants Association.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs, join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the shot went up. I was free. There was no one boxing me out. So I just went in there for a tip dunk and ended up just tipping it in. I inbounded the ball to Jalen. He got a pretty good look. And I just went and crashed, tried to get a tip dunk or something. The ball went over my head, so I couldn't really dunk it. So I just tried to tip it in softly. And it went in.
All right. It is 9:34 on this Thursday, June 11th. Out here in Houston, Arkansas, at the home of, at the man cave, rather, of Sandy Hutchmith and his wife, Kimberly. If you want to be a part of the show here this last 30 minutes, 661-1037 is the number. Dan said, I'm on the street. Okay. I think I remember that. I didn't see. Someone said the green room right off Dixon Street.
and like 12 pool and snooker tables, never the same since they banned inside. Crazy's up on Cantrell. Now, Crazy's is?
No.
Crazy's is right by Jessica's house. You know where Mississippi, going up Mississippi.
Yeah.
And you hit Cantrell.
Yeah.
And it used to be something else. And that's, I mean, literally, I pass every day. They don't have any windows. Right, it's got a corner from Edwards, and it's just a dive bar.
Okay.
And they took out all the windows, and they have a pool in there. I didn't think about that. How about that? That was that close to me.
Absolutely.
So we just did an honorary to our host, to our great host, Sandy. We went behind the bar, Rob.
Somebody sent us that pic on the pod. Very good. So we can push that.
Yeah, so great thing. We special day, do a toast.
Of course, you did a great job.
Little Jack there. Now, listen, you've got a Jack Daniels bottle over there that's the size of a NASCAR video game.
I'd say it's as big as a toddler.
Yeah, it is.
You can't buy them here.
That's got to be a couple $100. Yeah, 200. Anyway, we were going to get that down and open it for this special occasion.
No!
And it couldn't get up. Built it in there hard. That it was.
I screwed it down so it wouldn't fall off.
You screwed it. 661. Part of the show. I was talking about watching on ESPN last night. Favorite to win the national title. Realization larger that yesterday that they haven't won an outdoor national title since 2003. Took away 4-5 because of a recruit violation. Back from that speaker.
I don't hear it.
But yeah, that's better. But this year, the new coach, this is his first year. He's already won the SEC Indoor-Outdoor. He won the Indoor National Championship, and he's getting ready to shoot the Outdoor National Championship. And anyway, so the country right now that's not a pro is a Razorback. And he's a football player, too. We picked him up in the transfer portal. And I think it's Jelani Watkins, I think his name is. And he's the fastest guy in the 100. He's the fastest guy in the 200. He should win two national championships, maybe in both. He'll finish in the top three in both. He should win the 100. But he's, you know what? But you know why he won't make much of an impact? He played at LSU. We got him from LSU. He's only 150 pounds.
Oh.
But if you're the fastest guy, in America,
yeah,
you know, that's in collegiate,
right,
the collegiate level, put him on the field and say, try to cover me. Yeah, put me on the field. If Bobby Petrino was good about that. If I got a guy that can burn like that,
yeah,
put him on the field and let's just let him run, you know, run to the goalpost.
But that was the Rockets. Rocket Ismael and those guys, they were speedsters. I guess Bob Hayes, was he? It was just speed. I don't know, but it was a different game back then.
No, but Roger, it's the same concept.
Yeah.
If you've got a guy that's fat, he can't play running back.
Sure.
If you're just going to say, you know, make a cut, you're the fat, you still should be able to outrun somebody.
Sure.
And if you're a good coach, maybe you can make them, you know, you can work with a guy.
Work with their hands.
But anyway, I heard the guy last night go, well, you know, he's a receiver, too. And I go, what? And I went back and looked, and yeah, we signed him, Silverfield signed him in January. He only had like two catches for LSU, so obviously LSU didn't think he was worthy of it. So we'll see if the Razorbacks can take advantage of him.
Yeah.
Let's go to the, I think we got somebody on line one. Is that right, Bob?
Hi,
Bob, are you there? Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, what's up? We can, go ahead.
Hi, Bob. Can you get Roger to explain to us what the difference between saw and watched was, referring to the OJ verdict? Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
Roger, would you like to respond to whatever he asked? I'm not sure what he asked. Does anybody know what he asked?
Let me see.
Todd? Yeah, go.
Did he say, can I explain what the difference was between saw and watched the Oakland verdict? I don't know.
The OJ.
I don't know if he's trying to be funny, if he's serious.
I don't know.
Or
don't
whatever. Know. No, I watched the OJ verdict, saw it on
TV.
You remember where you were? At Zach's place.
Okay. Maybe that's why I said that.
Yeah. That's what I said. I don't know.
Do you remember the reaction in Zach's place when it happened?
Absolutely.
Shock.
I believe if my
memory serves, without racial lines, if you're white, you're shocked black. Yeah. You were
there. Was a lot of white people in Zach's place at that time, and we were stunned. Obviously, and I guess a lot of it had to be. It's because, like I was talking about, it's some different laws. You know, because they were asking me last night when I was asking one of the trivia questions. They said, "Do you know the difference between criminal law and civil law?" I said, "You know, the first time I guess I really ever thought about
was
criminal law and civil law was that O.J. Got out of
the criminal,
criminal,
but
and
he was
they
pursued,
sued him,
lost the civil.
Exactly." Yeah. And I'm saying, "How do you do that?
Yeah.
You didn't convict me of it." So it was one of those things. So yes. So whatever. I hope that answers your point, sir, and that you'll be able to go on to your maker now.
Someone says here, the girl at Zach's is now doing catering because the new owner did raise prices too high. Here's another.
You know what? Here's the thing. Let me say this. I don't care who you are. People know who I am. Food stuff costs a lot of money right now. So they have to raise prices. And it's some other stuff as well because of fuel and fertilizer and feed and things like that.
Yeah.
So
here's one that says, Earl again says that Watkins will not be in the 200 meters. Did he not qualify last night? I thought he was running the 100 and 200. Am I wrong there?
I don't know.
Yeah, we need to find that out. Somebody says track speed and football speed are definitely two different things. Listen, I know. I played the game, but I'm going to just tell you, when you have a guy that's naturally that fast, I believe a good coach can get a little bit out of him and improve him to where he could be a threat. So I'm not saying, listen, I know that there's a football speed and there's a track speed.
Yeah.
But when you're that fast, a lot of times you can coach somebody up to say, hey, listen, we're going to find some routes that you can run that you're comfortable. It's going to be hard for somebody to cover. I'm just saying.
Well, in today's time, don't you have a little – isn't it – and again, from a guy who would not know how to even run 100 yards right now – with the way the football, with the game is, isn't it advantageous for a guy who's got speed to run kickoffs?
Yeah.
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 Because
you got to make somebody miss them wrong.
You got to catch it. No. I'm talking about because you're not getting, somebody's not going to be right in your face right now, don't you? Or is that just pro?
What's that?
They can't leave until the ball's kicked. Or five.
I think that's the pro way of doing it. And you still have to catch the ball.
You're still going to catch it. I know that. But I'm just saying, worst case scenario, but a 150-pound guy is going to get his knocked in the dirt no matter who you are. And it's going to sting.
Someone said, Bill Lawrence said last night, Watkins did not qualify. He said for the 100. Because he pulled. No, I saw the 100, Bill. That's wrong. The 200 he pulled up at the end. You know, I tell you, this is what happens. These guys pull up at the end thinking they've got this thing qualified. That's a big loss. That was going to be guaranteed points for the Razorbacks. Not that it may not matter. I think they may win the national championship. I'm sure he's disappointed about that. He pulled up at the end. I guess he's going to try to, you know, try not to spend too much energy.
Yeah. Hey, I see Keith. Look, Keith, can I tell everybody what might be going on around here real soon? They're getting ready to open up. They're building a new Elias.
What? Stop
five
it.
Miles from
Stop
here.
It.
A new Elias.
Breaking news on Morning Mayhem. Where's it going to be?
It's going to be about 5 miles from here.
5 miles going west or 5 miles towards Conway?
Right over here.
5 miles towards away from here. So.
Yeah. A little market. So I can't wait.
Is it called Restaurant in the Boonies?
No. It's going to be Elias.
Well, it'll be so good.
Yes.
It'll be so good. People are willing to drive. Is it right here on the main drag? What highway is this, by the way?
This is Stony Point.
No, that's the main. It's called
Stony Point. Point. Yeah.
When you leave Conway, getting over here, that's
first road 60. To your right.
Highway
60. Yeah,
60.
Yes, yeah, you're going to be. It's Highway 60 is what he's talking about.
Let's listen. Yeah. I mean, Pete, listen. Elias. I'm talking about Elias Mexican Grill. There it is.
Wow.
It's coming back. It's coming
Listen,
back.
Dave, this time it's going to cost you for that.
It's coming back. It's coming
it's
back.
It's the last time, I think, too.
It may just cost some Zoysia. Who knows?
Yeah, so if I keep driving this way.
We will run into 60.
No, it won't be 60.
What's the next? What's the, after Houston, what are the next? Perryville next?
Yeah, you'll come out and then you'll turn right and go by the paper mill on in tomorrow.
Bigelow south of us. Is that right? Bigelow south of where we are now?
Yeah, Bigelow more to the east.
This is Perry County.
To the south.
This is Perry County, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, it's been
good people.
It's been so much fun. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. It's been so much fun. been such an honor to be. It's so funny. We've invited ourselves into y'all's space. Yesterday was a little bit more intimate because that was in the house upstairs, like a few feet from their bedrooms and bathrooms. But this is so cool to see the vibe that you have here, and it's been a lot of fun. We'll come back and wrap things up.
Absolutely.
I think Justin, Roger's showing the 360.
Yep.
Showing the 360. Look at all the pinball machines. Todd, were you a big pinball machine player back in the day, young?
I mean, I would play occasionally, but it wasn't anything I did on a regular basis.
What was your game of choice? Or did you do the video? You go pinball or video?
Oh, well.
Were you a ballardist?
Gosh, I really wasn't. There wasn't one the specific pinball game that I would play. I would just, whatever was there is what I would play. So.
Yeah, I don't think there was. Was there a pinball that was well known back then? It didn't matter.
You know what?
Yeah, what do you call
flippers?
Flippers, double flippers,
Double flippers,
or triple. I know you've got. Listen,
one there just left. Killer, he owned Flashback and Conway, all the pinball machines. He could have told you everything about them. He just left.
You got Star Wars. You got Jurassic Park.
Do you remember Rocky III?
I remember the movie.
I remember
the video.
You know what? Paulie in jail?
What?
He was drunk and he threw his whiskey bottle out. He saw a game room and there was a Rocky pinball machine and he threw his whiskey bottle out.
That's right. You know, Steve Qualls has rebuilt his son. Rebuilt a pinball machine.
Yeah.
I think they're so cool. I think those are the coolest things.
They're coming back.
I think they're so. I don't know how much they cost. If you wanted to get one, the $1,500, $2,000. I don't know what they are.
That depends on.
These in here, the used ones are $3,500. You got a new one.
Can I come over here and play?
Can you get
Absolutely.
One? We'll just come here. We'll go to Elias. We'll come back here. We'll take a
listen.
Nap back here.
This could become a tourist stop.
Yeah.
You know, is this the place that Morning Mayhem did their show here? Yes.
Yes, it is. Can you show us where the guys were?
All right, don't go away. It's 9:47. We'll come back and wrap things up.
Do you want to get down? What you going to do? Get your back up off the wall. Dance.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious. With multiple engine options and impressive towing, while Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Congratulations to Harrison Deer of Rogers and Avia Sellers of Little Rock Christian for being named the All-Arkansas Prep's Outstanding Players of the Year in tennis, as chosen by the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. They are among the 400 Arkansas high school athletes who will be honored at the All-Arkansas Prep's Awards Banquet on Saturday, June 20th, sponsored by CHI St. Vincent. The event is emceed by Steve Sullivan with special guest David Basil and Paralympian Hunter Woodhull. To find out more about the athletes selected or to purchase your tickets to the event, visit allarkansaspreps.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
Oh, no. I dropped my lip balm in the water.
I can't think of anything worse than the looming threat of potentially having chapped lips. Ah, it was ginger vanilla, too. My favorite flavor.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive. So you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in D.C.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who's ready for the World Cup? I can tell you two people who are. That's Justin and Phil. To help kick it all off, they'll be at Dugan's Pub this Friday, where The Zone will be broadcasting live just before the first game. Then stick around after for the 3rd Street Merchants Association block party starting at 6. It's all happening this Friday, and it all starts in The Zone live from Dugan's Pub.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Yeah! Wow, what a show. What a show. Thank you, Keith Lofton, for stepping up. That's exciting news about Elia's going to be open up. He says that Rascal's going to be ready by the end of July.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
That sure will be.
This area, because you don't have it yet, right, guys? You guys don't have a lot of. You got to go back into Conway, right?
Yeah.
Or Chuck, I guess.
Well,
Perryville.
Yeah.
Marlton.
Well, we know you're going to Corky's because you're going to be getting $100 gift card.
That's right.
Thank you, Joe Klein.
Yeah, thanks, Roger. Missing that. So Corky's $100 gift certificate. Tori from Down Home Catering brought out food today for all your friends and family, and then Carpet by Design West. Appreciate them sponsoring this contest. By the way, so the pictures are out. We haven't put the pictures out for Mark Carter's place yet, so I'll do that a little bit later today. But I took a bunch this morning, sent them back to Chuck. They are on the Buzz website. If you want to see what we've been talking about, it looks like a commercial hangout place. So, well done, Sandy. What a pleasure it is to meet you.
Thank you.
Well done, my friend.
Honored to have you.
You can say I beat everybody. The first ever Man Cave contest, I won. So everybody else is following in your footsteps.
Yeah, great job.
Everybody's told me all the years, man, you need to put this in something.
Yeah, well, it's funny, you know, somebody said, you know, Channel 7 or some of the TV stations should do this. It's our idea. Roger, we got it first. We're gonna take it and run with it.
Right.
And so, and Kimberly, what a pleasure to meet you. Thank you. 40 years of being a nurse. Well done. And listen, 40 years of being a nurse and trying to deal with that guy.
22.
Bringing home cars. And say, honey, I'm going to work on this car and that car. But he made a living doing that for a lot of years, right? You know, not everybody's meant to go to college. You know, not everybody's meant to be a doctor. Everybody's got their own skill set that they do. And it can be super successful. Roger's a guy.
Man, I'm a great guy.
Tommy and Roger did not go to college. And look at, you know.
Look at me now.
Hall of Fame radio guys.
Sure.
You know, in the business. Sure. And so. And my degree is completely useless that I spent 5 years getting.
What was your degree?
It was in basically education/recreation. It was really
You are teaching a lot of folks here about recreational radio.
I think a lot of times getting a degree is just showing you can do it. I think, you know, Jessica was telling Davis this, sometimes it's not the degree, it's you just getting the degree, showing that you can do it. So somebody says here, sounds like y'all are broadcasting from the Twilight Zone. Listen,
It's a miracle that we were on the air today. I'm just going to tell you, we tried this years ago with the redneck capital of Arkansas. Houston won the And thanks to Chuck Gatlin and then Roger's ingenuity and figuring out how we stay on the air. Job well done, Roger, for us to be able to stay here.
That's team effort.
We are in the boonies. I'm just telling you from a from a connection standpoint, for us to be able to have video and do want to thank everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank y'all so much for being here. What a great all the young folks. You come out today. We appreciate you. You might be in a picture later posted today. I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll see how much it gets online. But thank you. God bless y'all both. Congratulations. Y'all are part of our family now. Phil Elson is in studio. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Hey guys. Good morning. I'm great. Thanks. Not as good as you. You guys are taken care of.
Coming off. We had a fun time out here. We knew it was going to be fun talking about the historic comeback last night by the Knicks. I'm sure you guys will be breaking it down. Just anytime you get to see something historic that's never been done before, pretty cool stuff. I'm sure y'all will be breaking it down.
I'm sure. We're going to figure out how you go from 76 points in the first half to 30 in the second half. That game was mind-blowing yesterday.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to sleep because I was exhausted, but I was just thinking to myself, don't do it. I'm happy I didn't.
Well, I think a lot of people turned it off. I did. I turned it to something different. I thought, let me just check back in. And they were still down by 15 with 7 minutes to go in the cut. I think it was still 10. But, like, it just, you know, and like you said, Barkley really got on last night. They shot 8 threes in a row. They missed 8 threes. And they got us up in the same. We got a 25-point threes.
Yeah.
Had 14 threes, which is a record in the first half. Three-point shooting team, San Antonio.
Right.
So, anyway, what else is going on in the zone today, Phil?
Let's see. Red Right Report from UAMS Health Ortho Now. Lots to go off of there. We got football, you got baseball, you got softball, you got basketball news. Zach Gillum stopping by from Oaklawn. Susan Irwin Prowse from Willie D's with the keys to the weekend. And, you know, all the stuff we usually do. What's on tap, birthday trivia, entertainment report, and all sorts of mirth and merriment.
Yeah, you still have a lot of activities going on. You got Stanley Cup tonight. You got track. The Razorbacks are trying to win a national championship. One of the one sports that we can always say we're always in the national championship race.
You got trivia tonight.
You got trivia tonight at Mainline Sports Bar. I'll be picking up your Arkansas Trivia Host of the Year at AY Magazine's party tonight.
Thanks, Bob.
We'll be back in studio tomorrow. Thanks again, y'all. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Y'all are the best. Nice. Sandy and Kimberly.
Todd, so we can hear it.
Hutch, but that's right. Good job, Todd, back in the studio. We'll see you back there tomorrow.
Ross, great job, dude. Yeah. Great job. Thank you, man.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank y'all, everybody.
See y'all in the future.
Thank you. We'll meet you at Elliott.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. Everybody out there, we can't do it without you. Y'all are the best. Appreciate you listening every day. God bless, and Zone's up next.
Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side.
Swing a leg over a dependable 4-Trax Rancher ATV.
Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700.